The opening of our parsha, Hashem appears to Moshe, and he tells him as follows: Ve'era el Avraham el Yitzhak el Yaakov bekel Shakai u'shmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. I appeared to your forefathers, Avraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, through the name Kel Shakai. However, my name, Yudke Vogke, my name Hashem, lo nodati lahem. That I never made known to them. What exactly is going on? What's the difference? What name we call Hashem, what name he used when he spoke to the various great biblical heroes? After all, we're a monotheistic faith. We believe in only one Hashem. What's the difference? What name is used? And of course, that just begs the question, why does the Torah use different names in different places for Hashem? And in order to understand this, I think we need to work with the assumption, an assumption that is made explicit by Chazal in a Medrash earlier on in Shmos Rabbah, that the general idea and the premise is that the different names of God refer to different aspects of his character as it is perceived by human beings through his actions. Hashem reveals different dimensions of his personalities, lahavdil, like everyone does. Hashem reveals different aspects of his personality through his actions, and the way we perceive Hashem through his actions are referred to in different ways by the different names. Well, if that's the case, and the Medrash's term is very succinct and very powerful, God says, Lefi ma'asai ani nikra. I will be called by my actions. So if that's the case, just like other names of God, the two names that are mentioned in our Parsha and in our Pasuk, Kel Shakai and Yudke Vavke, Hashem, evidently refer to different aspects of Hashem's personality. Well, what is the different aspects that are being referred to, and what is the significance of the fact that one related to the Avos and one specifically is now for the first time being introduced to Moshe? So Chazal, in a very beautiful passage, explain this, both in Shmos Rabbah, here in our Parsha, Parsha Vav, as well as the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Yad Aleph, Amud Aleph. And in fact, the different parts of this Medrash are actually included in two different Rashis here in the beginning of Parshas Va'era. One in Pasuk Gimel, the Pasuk we read, as well as in a few Pasukim later in Pasuk Tes, Rashi, so to speak, finishes the discussion. And in so doing, the Medrash, if you put it all together, in explaining these different names, the Medrash also clearly understands this as a somewhat of a criticism of Moshe Rabbeinu. And more important for us than the criticism is the larger message that was being conveyed to Moshe, and through that, to all of us. And the Medrash basically assumes the following, and the way the Medrash makes clear that there's a preference or a hierarchy for the way the Avos dealt with Hashem in this sense is, the Medrash begins and says, Chaval al da'avdin v'lo mishtachin. Right? It's so regrettable. What was to me, Hashem says, on those who were lost, meaning the Avos who have since passed away, v'lo mishtachin, and they haven't been found, or they will not soon be found, meaning that's to say they won't be soon replaced. Moshe is not living up to the Avos and what they were able to do in a certain dimension. What is that? So the Medrash goes on to explain and says, listen, I revealed myself, God says, to the Avos many, many times with the name Kel Shakai. In each of those times, the Medrash gives examples, both about Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, it was with promises for the future kinyan, the future permanent foothold that the Jewish people, the descendants of Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, would have in the land of Israel. And yet, says the Medrash, despite the fact that Hashem made these promises many times with the name Kel Shakai, they actually never were permanently fulfilled in the lifetime of the Avos. The Medrash goes on to give psukim and examples of all three of our Avos, Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, in which they had various struggles, some more or less minor, but struggles in their lifetime that related to things that they wanted, that they needed, that they deserved in the land of Israel. And the very fact that they struggled is indicative of the fact that despite Hashem's promise, the promise had not yet been delivered. They did not yet have that permanent foothold in the land of Israel. And says the Medrash, despite this fact that Harbay Pa'amim Niglesi Al Avram Yitzhak and Yaakov Bekel Shakai, Lo Hudati Lehem Kishmi Hashem, Kishem Shemarati Lecha, they got the promises, but they never saw the promises fulfilled. And yet, Lo Hirharu Achar Midosai, they never complained, they never said, but you promised. In other words, what is the Medrash telling us first and foremost? That the name Kel Shakai refers to God as the promise maker. When he's making a promise for the future, Hashem is referred to as Kel Shakai. And the Avos received many great promises from Hashem, and none greater than the promise that they all received about the Jewish people's permanent home in the land of Israel. However, Hashem says to Moshe, Shmi Hashem lo nodati, the name of Hashem Yudkei Vavkei, that is not about making a promise, but about fulfilling the promise. And Moshe, you are the first one who is communicated with that name. That I'm using that name with you now, as if to say and conveying to Moshe that the time is now. After all those years of waiting for the promise to be fulfilled, the time has come, Hashem says, to fulfill the promise. Go to Egypt, liberate the Jewish people, because Yudkei Vavkei, all those promises of Kel Shakai that were given to the Avos, now hundreds of years later, they are ready to be fulfilled with the name Yudkei Vavkei. And the Medrash continues and explains in a critical way about Moshe that despite the fact that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov had hundreds of years of promises which they never saw actually fulfilled, nevertheless, Hashem says, but earlier, we read this in last week's Parsha, right when I met you, so to speak, says Hashem, right when I gave you the command to go to Egypt, right away, you already asked me, what is my name? Unlike the Avos, lo hirer achra midosai v'lo sha'alni mashimi. The Avos never questioned me. They never asked me for that Yudkei Vavkei name. They never said, no, when is the promise going to be fulfilled? We're waiting and we're waiting. And yet you, Kshem Shesh Alta Ata Vata Tchila Shiluchosi, Amartili Mashimi. You right away asked me in last week's Parsha and Parakeh, what is my name when I go to Parah? What name should I tell them? And therefore, says the Medrash in continuation, that's where the next Pasuk comes in, where the Pasuk says that Hashem says, I remember the bris, the covenant I made with the Avos, Gam Hakimosius, Brisi, Itam, Lasseslam, Saritz, Kanan. Right away, that's mentioned in the next Pasuk, because Hashem says, I am coming to you now for you to fulfill and help me fulfill the promise I made all those years ago to the Avos. And the Medrash concludes and says that the fact that Hashem is finally liberating the Jewish people, even though this wasn't the greatest generation, we know Chazal in many places are critical of the generation of the Jews that lived in Egypt. They were not on the highest spiritual level, but nevertheless, says Hashem in this Medrash, I am going to liberate them and redeem them and fulfill my promise, not because they deserve it, but in the merit of the Avos who trusted me after all those years, even though they didn't see the fulfillment of the promise.